Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Danny Meringue, my Blazer guy, can you think of the last time there was a
whatever it is, no,
more anticipated game than tonight?
No.
The vibe in the building is going to be a really interesting one.
That's the best word I can use for it, because there's 11 billion ways that you can come at this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing, is like, you know, we did the extra hour yesterday, and in the last 5 minutes, like, this is going to sound super tacky, and I don't care. The emotion of it all just hit like a truck.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wiped out. And I was talking to a few other people about it that cover the team, that are around the team, and everybody else I talked to felt the same way. Not it hit at a different time for everybody, but it's just like, you know, did you see the video of Chauncey walking down the courthouse?
Sure did.
What were your thoughts when you saw it?
My thoughts, I saw a man who was shocked. I saw a man who was shocked, and I'm going to be honest with you, I saw a man who was shocked he got caught.
Mm.
I don't want to get into the world of he's guilty. I mean, the evidence is really damning. It's really, really rough to see how he gets out of this without some sort of amazing plea deal, and I don't want to just assume he's guilty. But as someone who studied theater and acting for a very long time, who was an actor for over almost two decades of my life, body language is huge. Facial expressions are huge. Sometimes we are taught in theater, doing nothing speaks louder than doing something. And I think the blank stare on his face and the slow walk to the car was very telling to me of a man who realizes his world is coming down.
Yep.
And trying to save face when we all know you got no shot at this. And again, that's my opinion on what I'm reading body language. Because again, as we said all day yesterday, I would like due process to do what it does. It's constitutional right. I believe in the United States Constitution. I hope it stays that way. That the man deserves to go before a jury of his peers and see if he is found guilty. But man, it didn't look good coming out of that courthouse last night.
No, and this doesn't sound tacky, but sadness.
Mm-hmm. That's what you felt?
Yeah. I looked at him and I.
Well, you have a relationship with him. I just know him as the point guard of the Pistons and the coach of the Blazers.
And I think it's because of exactly what you said you saw. He didn't walk out with his head down.
Mm-mm.
He didn't walk out with his head up. He walked out and he did the, you know, rub your face, rub your lips kind of thing. Like,
oh, crap, there's a bunch of people here.
And you could see.
And you're looking, and he's looking around and he's seeing people he knows
and
people he doesn't know.
Yeah.
From different outlets.
And that was the thing. He didn't hustle out of there quickly. He didn't go fast. He didn't go slow. But there was a cadence to him that just looked like time was slowed down for him.
There's a little bit of where do I go?
Yeah.
A little bit of what do I do? A little bit of I'm kind of, he's there with his daughter and his wife, but that was a man that looked alone.
Yeah,
that looked very alone.
And Chauncey Billups if you're around him long enough, you pick up on mannerisms with anybody you know. Chauncey Billups doesn't walk or go or do anything lacking confidence. You know what I mean? He's not a guy that's unsure.
He's usually pretty smooth in his confidence.
Yeah. And it's not,
which leads to the face card situation. Yeah. That's why that's really believable. Evidence be damning.
Yeah, and that's the thing is like, and I saw a guy that was unsure, lacks certainty, and you could just see it hit him like a truck.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the indelible image of what yesterday was that for me. It wasn't just reading the reports. It was finally seeing him.
And I think his reaction walking out of the building kind of resonates with all of us in our reaction of this franchise right now.
Mm-hmm.
Of, oh my God, this is happening to me. Look, if this happened to somebody else, let's say this was Rick Carlisle in the Indiana Pacers, okay, who just came off a game 7 of the NBA Finals. If this happened yesterday, we spend a good amount of time on it. We don't do an extra hour. We don't spend all 3 hours doing it. But I think we spend a good amount of time because it's a story that rocks the league. Our take on it, the reason we are doing 14 hours of continuous live and local coverage right here on The Fan because of it is because it is local. But I think the biggest thing is we sit there and we look at, oh my God, this is happening to us. And how did this happen? There's a great text on the text line right now. Big reflection from yesterday is the podcast video from the poker player, knowing it was 100% rigged. How did the Blazers organization not know this, but the Reddit crowd has known this all along? But then they re-signed him. Was there due diligence or did they ignore it? And Jason Sukanik said something that was spot on yesterday. He was quoting Casino from Sam, the mm-hmm. Robert De Niro character. Either you were in on it, and if you're in on it, you're fired. And if you weren't, it means you were too stupid to know what was going on and you're fired. And that's kind of the look I get when I see Chauncey. It's like, oh, wow, I felt duped.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think there's a lot of people I read online that were like, weirdly, why do I feel betrayed?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's because as sports fans, we blindly put our allegiance into teams. And a lot of it's regional. A lot of it's, you know, my dad was a Dodgers fan, so I'm a Dodgers fan. Or my dad went to Oregon, and even though I went to Northwestern and I got a really cool broadcasting degree, I root for the Ducks, too, because my dad went there.
Sure.
And when it hits you, it hurts.
And to this point, and I always try to tell people this, that when you're around stuff like this, not just like this, but like traumatic situations, mm-hmm. and it's a sliding trauma. Scale of trauma, right?
One thing that's cool about our world right now is we're understanding the implications of trauma.
Yeah. And, you know, from the outside looking in, like, you know, people, I always see like, you know, of course the neighbor said, I never saw this coming. There was all these signs. I'm telling you, when it's right there in front of you, it's the easiest place to hide something. Because genuinely, most people do see the best in people.
Mm-hmm.
They do.
We try to.
Most people are not that, like, honestly, if you're that cynical all the time, you're probably clinically psychotic.
It's why we love a good redemption story. We believe in people.
Yes. And so, and this isn't to excuse any of this. I talked about this lightly a little bit yesterday in the sense of, you know, how could the Blazers not know? I think the Blazers knew in the sense of that Chauncey gambled, but even the potentially fixed poker game. The disgusting part of this is that sort of behavior, this is not outside the boundaries of normalcy in professional sports. It's mm-hmm. not. And I'm not saying that to excuse it, but this is what I said yesterday. The whole idea of like not knowing how the sausage is made and who people really are kind of a deal. The stories I have heard about some of your favorite players, you would hate them as human beings.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You would never, ever, ever support this person ever again.
Yeah, Lil P says that on the YouTube chat. I've learned you have to love the player or coach, not the human behind the jersey, sadly, yes. As a fan. And that's true. And that's true because there's a lot of jerks. I got a buddy out there who's a diehard Celtics fan. He was in Vegas and met Paul Pierce, and it broke his heart.
Oh, Paul Pierce is look, I don't
know. And I felt bad because I could have told him that I knew Paul Pierce was like, and this was 2 decades ago.
Yeah.
I could have told him that everybody that talks knows that Pierce is not very nice to to fans, to anyone, let alone fans.
Paul Pierce is nice to Paul Pierce.
Yes, and maybe KG.
And even then, if you ever watch them do a podcast together.
They fight all the time.
Yeah, KG has to check him all the time. And Kevin Garnett, good God.
You know, I like to think my favorite basketball player of all time is Reggie Miller. I like to think if I met Reggie Aloysius, he would be a nice guy.
I will tell you right now.
But if Reggie came to me and was a jerk, and he was even having an off day, mm-hmm. and he's normally a great guy, it can't surprise me.
No.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Because never meet your heroes, kids.
I'm telling you right now, that is what has made, and this isn't to say that Dame's perfect. Dame takes pride in whenever he is around people of making sure that he is on.
Mm-hmm.
Because he knows that that might be his one interaction with a fan. And he takes that stuff super serious.
Yeah.
And he's a rarity in the league. If you go through Dame's entire career, I think the only time that there's ever been a negative thing was, you know, his rookie year where there was the fight at the bar situation.
Sure.
And then in Minnesota, after a game, he was signing autographs. And I can't remember exactly what was said, but I think it might have been on the racial side. And Dame's ears perked up and the attitude changed very quickly, mm-hmm. which rightfully so.
Rightfully so.
It was something along those lines, if somebody remembers what it was. But those are the only two incidents I ever... The number of people I've talked to who have run into Damian Lillard on the streets, like, I became a bigger fan of him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that's hard to do, though.
The whole Black Lives Matter thing, not to get political,
yeah.
but the Black Lives Matter thing, the fact that that picture is iconic. The fact that he's
him walking across the bridge
at the front of the group and across the bridge, that's chills. You know, I'll never forget when Brandon Roy was drafted, he was basically given the keys to the city. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody was stoked when that guy walked in.
Yeah.
And never did I think there would be another player that had that kind of
the embodiment.
Yeah, the embodiment of the city until Damian Lillard. And you hope that.
Yeah.
But even a guy like Dame who cares and gives an S and wants to be on every time someone's in the building, just in case that's their only perception,
mm-hmm.
people still have off days.
Yep.
And it takes that one little kid.
Man is fallible.
Takes that one little kid that Dame didn't see and didn't get an mm-hmm. autograph, and that kid says, you know what, I don't like that.
Screw that guy.
It's a tough world. And that's why the point is...
That's the best version of, like, mm-hmm. something going wrong. Where in reality, again, I don't say this to be like, don't meet your heroes wholly, because... I don't want to live in such a cynical world. I know I joke about, you know, being a jerk and being an a-hole and all those kind of things. I genuinely want to be a good guy and make people happy. Like, if you ever see me on the streets and we stop and talk, I'll stop and talk basketball with you for a half hour, 45 minutes, man. Like, I love doing it.
Mm.
It's one of my favorite things to do. But the whole idea of, like, where this stuff is and how some of these, like... If you all of a sudden are 22 years old and you have $50 million in your bank account and you've been told your whole life how great you are, you start doing things and living a life that most us normal people that don't have that kind of money, you don't understand.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that, like, sitting here like, oh, you don't know, but I'm like saying you don't know.
No, I have no idea what that's like.
Like, I've been around, like, tangentially around some of the Eyes Wide Shut type stuff, and I'm like, get me the hell out of
here.
Yeah,
man, up until like 7 years, I'm 40. Up until like 7, 8 years ago, dude, I'm borderline paycheck to paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I kind of got older and started to figure out my life and reprioritize. Sure. And living check to check, I can't imagine not ever having to worry about a check.
And when that worry is gone, you find other worries.
Right.
So that's, we can talk about the case and all that kind of stuff, but for me, it's the soft stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering how they react tonight, the players.
It's the new fascinating story. Because look, there's not much more we can learn till he goes before a court and mm-hmm. goes on trial. There's not a whole lot, unless new information leaks out, obviously.
And the news
now
side
it's
of
the
this,
player. Now it's the Blazers side.
Yeah, and now the news side of this is Chauncey Billups did have the indictment read at federal court. He has surrendered his passport. He can no longer be around any illicit gambling activities. He cannot travel outside of traveling to Brooklyn to go appear for his court case.
No firearms.
It's you know, you've surrendered a lot of rights because he is squarely in the FBI's crosshairs.
Might have surrendered everything.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.